Welcome to our broadcast, Philip Duncan from New Zealand across the ditch. And how's our weather looking this month?
Yeah, g'day. Good to be back with you. Well, I guess probably the biggest headline at the moment is that La Nina is close to its end. And so, you know, it wasn't an overly strong La Nina this year, but it's now on its way out, which means we're going to have more of a traditional weather pattern around Australia and the South Pacific or Southwest Pacific. And so that means probably a mixture of two worlds. One, the rain from the wet season, which is going to be sort of running out soon, drying out soon. And the other part of it is the autumn change, which is happening to your south, which will start to alter the Queensland weather pattern as well.
Indeed, I'm noticing the weather is starting to get down to around 19 degrees in the evenings on consistency, and daytimes are still around 30. So we've still got warm days and some rainy days at the moment.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be a few humid days on the way. Heat and humidity are coming through as the tropical boundary north of you sort of drops a little bit further southwards. That's likely to happen a couple more times before we finish the month. But yeah, that's quite likely coming up this Thursday. It's going to be quite warm around the middle of the week this week. But yeah, there is that change happening to your south, and that also means that there'll be changes further to the north into the tropics. And so we are seeing perhaps a bit of rain around, obviously, at the moment. We've got a tropical depression that fell apart. That's around a couple more days before that fades away, and then it's fairly dry again. And yeah, there's no major rain event yet sort of showing up other than the rain that we've got right now at the moment, sort of around today, tomorrow-ish, and for a couple of days there'll be some showers, but it's not, most of the heavy stuff would have already fallen, I would imagine, in most places as we go through the coming week.
And after that, what, just settled days mostly? Are we going to have some fine sunny days? What's the story thereafter?
So the main driving force to the weather, what we look for when we're looking longer range, is where is the high pressure? So high pressure is usually south of Queensland, and at the moment we're seeing that around southern parts of Australia, but we're also seeing it as we go through the month moving over north of New Zealand, and that placement pushes it back into Brisbane, meaning that you're on the edge of high pressure while the lows further to the north up in the tropics, they're weaker. And so they're still around, but not quite as big. And so the rainfall is more broken up, more showery rather than widespread rain. But we're still in the peak of the cyclone season. So any of those lows could turn into a tropical storm. So we're on the edge of, you know, where we've had some decent rain around, especially north of Brisbane, north of where you are on the island. And we've also seen a fair bit of high pressure further to the south. And so it's a transitional time of year where you have some days that are cooler, some days that still remind you summer only just finished, or at least the heat of the start of the year is only just coming to some sort of end, and we've still got some tropical life, although it is spluttering.
Well, there you have it, and that's pretty much what we're going to see for the rest of the month then, as you see it at the moment, is that right?
Yeah, I see us in a bit of a messy time of the year where you don't really have perfect kind of settled days every day. But on the other side, we don't necessarily have non-stop rain either. It's a fairly broken up pattern. And I think it's still leaning a little bit drier.
So we'll have some fairly fine days mixed with a couple of showery days, and that's about it.
That's pretty much it. It sounds like a New Zealand weather forecast.
It does, actually. And so we're sharing your weather, which is a great thing. We appreciate it.
But with your heat.
Well, yes, we have got that heat still, but the heat will start to diminish as well, I guess, throughout the month, I guess, as well.
Yeah, I don't think there'll be too much of a change in this week or so, but we are starting to see it back down a little bit from where it was a month or two ago.
Well, we finally got a hold of you after your illness. We do wish you well, of course, as always, and hopefully the rest of the week and the rest of the month is sprightly for you.
Thank you very much. You too.
You have a great day, and thank you for joining us today. Don't forget, you can catch all the details on our podcast at 1015fm.com.au.